Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Live from the Hawks Nest, your College Place Hawks at 1-11 in overall in the league, still in eighth place in the SCAC, trying to get into the sixth place. They have to win out in hopes to catching Waluk in sixth place at 5-7. And so they're really facing a must-win game tonight against the Kybe Bears. Happily, the team that we beat back on December 20th, 75-72 in overtime. So the Hawks facing a must-win game coming off a difficult loss to the Connell Eagles on Tuesday, 82-57. In this pregame, we'll take a look at that Connell game. We'll also take a look at the win we had in Benton City back in December, as well as the SCAC standings, other contests in the SCAC, and of course we'll have starting lineups, the opening tip-off, and all the action as the boys warming up, getting ready to take on the Kybe Bears here at home. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Why is Carrier Equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including plant maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hopper Specialty Meats is Walla Walla's newest retail butcher shop. We specialize in traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouse. Hopper Specialty Meats draws from American and Northern European traditions. We make classic charcuterie and old-world sausage with real wood smoke. If you really want to know how the sausage is made, well, our cutting room is visible right from the retail shop. Hopper Specialty Meats, 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla. L&G Ranch Supply.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
So the Hawks in a must-win situation against the Kybe Bears here at home tonight, and coming off a difficult loss against the Connell Eagles this last Tuesday. Connell beating us 82-57. We were hanging around in the first quarter, trailed 18-12, but then the wheels came off in the second quarter. Outscored 29-9. They put up four threes in the second quarter, take up a 47-21 lead, and win going away. 82-57. Hawks, however, led in that game by 13 points from Landon Decime, 15 points from Caden Kirschbaum, 17 points from John Perks, hopefully fully returning from that injury. Against this Kybe team back in December, that was a back and forth affair. We trailed 16-15 after one, leading. Let's see, do I have that right? Yeah, we were leading 30-28 at halftime, then leading 46-45 after one, and it was back and forth throughout the game. We ended up trailing by three, and with less than 5 seconds to go, Caden Kirschbaum takes the ball at the top of the arc and launches a contested three, and it drops to tie us at 68, and we go to overtime. Now the Hawks outscore the Bears 7-4 in the overtime, led by the 4 points of John Perks, and then free throws otherwise that allowed us to get out of Kybe. With the, that has turned out to be our only league win. What we need to watch out for from the Bears, it was Micah Moore putting up 14 points on us back in December, which actually would bring us then to Coach Pumphrey's notes. It says scoring goes to the transfer number 13, Connor Allen. Yep, that's right. It was actually Micah Moore that put up 14 points, but generally speaking, the scoring goes through Allen. And I had that incorrect. It wasn't Mike Moore with 14 points. Allen put 40 up on us. Yeah, with 8 3-pointers. So we need to watch out for him. And as a team, they made 12 3-point shots, counting for half of their points. Quincy Jones had 3 of those. So we need to make sure we're rotating out and preventing them from getting any good looks at threes. On the defensive side, we're going to pay in particular attention to Allen. With a box and one or face guarding when we play man. On the offensive side, happily, we've got both Kirschbaum and Perks healthy, so they're going to have difficulty covering both of them. What we're intending to do looks to be to look, pound the ball inside and then check off the drive downhill inside. Now, last game, we only had 1 3-point shot, and that was set the game into overtime. So the idea is hopefully try and get a few more of those off. Glenn and Decime having 3 of them Tuesday against Connell. So both he and Kirschbaum can start hitting from the outside. Then you start feeding Perks on the inside, and offensively, things potentially can start clicking. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll have the SCAC standings and scoreboard, as well as starting lineups. When we return here from home, Hawks warming up, getting ready to take on Kybee. Again, here at home, we'll be back with more. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's 5 divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors, from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better-tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Whether you know of us through positive online reviews or recommendations from friends, our team at American Air Heating and Cooling is eager to make you our next satisfied customer. We're pleased to offer planned maintenance, field repairs, and air quality improvements. We are the only independent train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. Visit us online at wallawallaair.com and follow us on social media. Call American Air Heating and Cooling today at 509-525-1339. That's 525-1339.
Transmission, gearbox, and coolant service intervals range from 30 to 60 to even 90,000 miles. At Walla Walla Transmission, we know that transmission fluid, like engine oil, breaks down at varying rates depending on driving conditions and habits, which can make your vehicle vulnerable to costly transmission repairs. And while transmission repair is our specialty, we want to help you avoid costly repairs with our expert transmission maintenance service. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Back here live at the Hawks Nest, and your College Place Hawks in a must-win situation against the Kybee Bears. Team we did beat and we're actually ahead of in the standings. College Place in 8th place at 1-11, Kybee at 0-13, and the Hawks trying to catch the Wahluk Warriors at 5-7. So the Hawks would need to win out with 4 games left, and including a game against Wahluk next Tuesday. The Hawks must, let's see, yep, 4 games left. Yep, must win out to have a hope of catching Wahluk, and then Wahluk, of course, has to lose out as well. Hopefully do our part in that come Tuesday. So let's take a look at other games in the SCAC on Tuesday. Royal beat Wahluk in Mattawa 78-43. Cashmere beat the Rangers in Natchez Valley 44-37. and Zilla being Zilla beat up on this Kaibe team 79-53 in Benton City. And then on Thursday, Royal just squeaked past Kashmir 69-66 in the Wenatchee Valley. So Royal had to work for that one. In fact, they've had a couple close games here. Tonight, Zilla is at Natchez Valley, and Wapato is hosting the Waluk Warriors. Tomorrow, Connell will be at Waluk. Kashmir will be hosting Wapato. We will be taking on Zilla at 5:15 at Zilla Middle School, and the Natchez Valley Rangers will be hosting Royal. Taking a look at next week as the regular season wraps up, as mentioned earlier, Waluk will be here at College Place for senior night. That'll be our last home game. Zill will be hosting Wapato. Royal will be at Kaibe, and Natchez Valley will be at Connell. And then on Friday, the regular season wraps. We'll be on the road to Royal to take on the Knights. Waluk will be hosting Kashmir in Mattawa. Natchez Valley will be at Wapato, and Connell will be hosting Kaibe. Again, taking a look at the standings, Zilla at number one in RPI, 13-0, 17-0. They are dominating 1A. They are in the playoffs, as is Royal in second place at 11-2. Wapato at 8-4. The Wolfpack will be in the playoffs comfortably, relatively comfortably in third, followed by Kashmir at 8-6, and then Connell at 7-6. So those two teams duking out for seeding positions. And then Waluk, as it stands right now, has the last playoff position at 5-7. That leaves Natchez Valley out in the cold at 4-8 in seventh place, us in eighth place at 1-11, and then Kaibe, they're still looking for their first league win at 0-13, so you better believe that the Bears are going to be playing for pride tonight. They're gonna do as well as they possibly can, because this arguably is their best shot at getting a league win, so they're going to leave everything they possibly can on the court. Let's take a look at the folks starting on the bench. Include a senior for Kaibe, number 3, Wyatt Chesky, a junior, number 11, Quincy Jones, and we need to watch out for him because he can shoot threes. We're going to have a sophomore, number 23, Rodrigo Martinez, a senior, number 33, Avery Homer, and a sophomore, and number 44, Noah Enriquez. We need to watch out for Micah Moore and Jones in particular, in addition to Allen, who put, again, 40 points up on us. So we'll have Brody Smith available, as well as Tanner Arlington. We will have Jesse Gonzalez available off the bench. We'll have Sean Thorpe coming off the bench. Judah Breithop, as usual, coming off the bench, and he'll be getting some good rotation, as will the junior Kyler Creeley. And number 13, Gabe Santiago. And finally, we'll also have David Santiago available off the bench. Let's go ahead and take a look at the starters for the visiting Kaibe Bears. They are going to start at guard, a junior. Number 2, Jorge Lepez. Lepez with 5 points against us back in December. They're going to start a junior guard. Number 4, Hayden Flores, with just 2 points. They're going to start a senior in number 2, Tyler McPhee. He also just had 2 points. Then they're going to start the transfer, number 13, Connor Allen, who lit us up for 40 points. Allen able to score from any point on the court. And then rounding things out for them will be the junior, number 22, Micah Moore, with 9 points against us back in December. For the Hawks, they're going to start the 6'4 junior forward, Evan Geese, 23 points for us against Kashmir, having the game of his career. And Caden Kirschbaum, the 6'2 junior guard, will also be starting, averaging 15 points. And what did he have? Yeah, 15 points against Connell. Landon Decime, the senior transfer from Walla Walla, also starting. He had 13 points for us against Connell, as which I had said three threes. I was wrong. He had 4 threes. And we've got Big Red, the 6'6". He's listed as a junior forward, averaging 15 points and 10 rebounds. Number 20, John Perks. And then finally, Kurt Pumphrey is going to be going with a fairly tall lineup. He's also going to start the senior post at 6'6". Number 23, Ryan Gorton. Occasionally, recently, he's been having some pretty good games for us down low, and we could certainly use that from him tonight against Kaibe. the boys in their final huddle under their bucket with those home whites with that Bronco blue and orange trim. I'm still, man, picking those colors. I don't know. I just do not know. And then Kai B. Sitting with their coach, Brian Arroyo, with their road blues with the white lettering and trim. Sox coming out in the court, ready to go. Perks is getting the stick him on his feet. Now he's getting on the court, getting ready to step into the center circle. And he will step in against Micah Moore. And Perks has got, he's easily got 2 inches on Moore. So the ref checking to make sure that his fellow refs are ready. He sees they're fine. There's the whistle. And there's the ball. And Perks will tick it up court to Evan Geese. Quickly going up court to Caden Kirschbaum. He's got to pull back out as he immediately gets hit with a double team. And so he'll bring it back out around top. And he'll have Jorge Lepez on him. Lepez poking, prodding. Kirschbaum driving, pulling back, still maintaining his dribble after all this time. Now he'll feed to Perks at the top of the key. Down low to Gordon, whose lay-in is too strong, but he got fouled, I believe, by Hayden Flores. So Ryan Gordon will go to the line for two. Yes, indeed. Flores will pick up his first person. So the 6'6 senior go to the line for two. Just underway here. 20 seconds in, barely. And Gordon's first free throw is off the front of the rim. No good. Still no score. And Gordon, three discreet dribbles, and his second banks it home. You call glass, young man. And we get the goose egg off early. College Place 1, Kai B nothing. As Flores has it out the top, round out to McPhee on the left. Now to Lepez, now back to McPhee. Now to Flores, now to Allen on the right wing. Now to Flores. McPhee, Lepez on the left, and passes in being tipped. Now it's going to be Flores driving in. McPhee, Lepez on the left wing, can't get anything out on it. To Flores on the right wing for three, swirls in and out, no good. And Kirschbaum comes down with the rebound, and then Lepez gets a hand on it and pokes it out of bounds. 7-12 to go in the first. 1-0 College Place as Decime will come up with McPhee coming all over him. And Decime going back and forth. Now to Geese. 23 points against Kashmir. Working on Allen. He'll feed to Gordon with McPhee coming out on him. Pass is going to be tipped. Gordon manages to get it to Perks, who then goes on the deck. And then they're going to call a foul on Micah Moore. Running into John Perk. So Moore will pick up his first personal. That's the second team foul, and Geese will take it out right in front of the scorer's table. He'll feed to Kirschbaum. Caden working on Lepez, crosses the timeline. He'll hand off to Decime. Now back to Kirschbaum. Swing around to Geese on the right wing. Geese into Decime in the corner with McPhee coming out on him. Drives into the key. Wanted to feed Gorton down low. And ends up tying up with Hayden Flores, and Perks, I believe, touched the ball last. Kyler Creeley is going to check in. And he'll spell Evan Geese. So Flores will inbound to Allen, and he'll give back to Flores. Flores, cheating right, now left. He'll now drive to the right, kick on the right to McPhee for three. Swirls in and out, no good. Scramble for the rebound. It's going to end up going out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Micah Moore. Micah Moore saying he got tripped by Kyler Creeley, but the ref saying no, you lost your footing. Quincy Jones checking in for the Bears. Kirschbaum working on Lepez. Backing down and still maintaining his dribble, going behind his back on the right wing to Decime. Decime back to Kirschbaum at the top. Kirschbaum now wanting to drive in, going to be cut off by Jones. Now wanting to drive again. He'll pull up from about 12 off the side of the rim, no good. Perks, however, will come down with a rebound. Who then puts the ball on the deck. How are you saying that's out of bounds on Perks when Hayden Flores had the ball? Okay. 1-0 College Place, 5:52 to go in the first. Not a team doing much on offense right now. As Flores will walk it up. Flores cheating on the left. Nungis on the left wing to Lepez on the left wing for three. Swirls in and out, no good. Tip rebound going to be brought down by Ryan Gorton. He'll hand off to Kirschbaum. Kirschbaum will have Lepez meet him at the center circle on the left wing to Decime. Now back to Kirschbaum at the top. Kirschbaum on the right wing to Creeley. Creeley to Decime in the corner. He'll pull it for three over Allen off the back of the backboard. No good. Lepez will come down with a long rebound. He'll feed Flores down the right wing and then goes up against Decime. And they're going to say Landon Decime committed a foul. That'll send Flores to the line. So this will be the first trip. Nope, I take that back. The Hawks are 1-for-2. Neither team's made a field goal yet. This is the first trip for the Bears. And Flores misses the first. Evan Geese to check back in to spell Ryan Gorton. So Flores, two dribbles and a spin, then a long hunker, and he ties us up. Do we have a lane violation? No, we have a timeout. We have a timeout, Kai B, with 5:17 to go in the first, and we're 9-1 here at home. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Neither team finding an offensive rhythm. We're tied at 1, 5:17 to go in the first. As we got a press coming up, we try to get to Perks, and we're going to turn it over. Flores has the ball on the right to Quincy Jones, going to drive baseline. It's going to get cut off. Is that Michael Moore? That was Michael Moore, and we got a travel on Moore. And Coach Brian Arroyo saying up, get a press, says Decime, he'll take it out baseline, feed to Evan Geese. He'll give up court to Perks. Then up court to Decime, going to cross the timeline. Slices into the key, shot is a bit too strong as Lepez comes down with a rebound. He's going to be fouled by Creeley coming up the court. Creeley will pick up his first personal, second team foul. And Lepez will take it out far sideline. He'll feed to Flores. Flores with Decime coming out on him. And he'll then feed out to Quincy Jones. And then almost has the ball stripped. And somehow Allen comes up with it. He's going to get tied up. He'll kick back out to Jones. Now bounce pass down to Lepez. Now to Flores on the right wing. Now to Lepez in the right corner for three. Lepez with the first field goal of the game. It's Hank Warden under Jones three, making it 4-1, Kai B. As Kirschbaum feeds to Decime coming up the court. Goes down low to Creeley. Gets behind everybody. His lay-in is too strong. Jones will come down with a rebound. You got a clear look at the bucket. You got to make that as Michael Moore comes barreling up. He'll feed back to Jones. Jones not allowed to get the three to Moore. Wants to drive baseline. Lost the handle on his dribble. Gathers it back in. Feeds to Lepez. Drives into the key. Kicks out to Jones. He's in the corner for three. And he hits. Quincy Jones with a hand guard and Edward Jones three. And suddenly it's 7-1 Kai B. The Hawks can't get going offensively. As we go to Perks up top, then to Decime, then down court to Kirschbaum, who actually wanted to give to Geese. Loose ball ends up being picked up by Kirschbaum. Spin move inside the key. Shot goes in and out, but Evan Geese is there for the alley-oop putback. As the Hawks get their first bucket of the game, making it 7-3 as Jones will bring it up. Running into Geese, drives into the key, lost the handle on his dribble. Loose ball pelted away by Perks, picked up by Kirschbaum. Ryan Gorton to check back in. Kirschbaum to Perks at the top of the key. He's going to drive into the key and slam. Oh, he missed the slam and goes onto the deck. He tried to one-hand it, and he ended up not looking so good as Allen comes driving up right. Now he's going to get tied up. Allen. He'll go cross-court to Jones. Can't get the three off. Tries to drive in against Perks. Now to Moore at the top. Now to Allen. Allen wanting to drive. He ends up going past Kirschbaum. His bank shot is too strong. Oh, they're calling goaltending? They're calling goaltending against a shot that had no prayer. I mean, absolutely none. So that'll make it 9-3, Kai B. That shot had no prayer. I don't see how you get goaltending out of that. Inbound to Geese, up court to Gorton, then back up to Geese. It's going to drive left, wanted to feed Perks. Bad pass, we keep turning the ball over. Then Kirschbaum's going to steal it from Jones. He goes up and gets fouled by Michael Moore. And Arroyo barking at Quincy Jones as Michael Moore is going to pick up his second personal, and that'll send Caden Kirschbaum to the line. The Hawks are 1-for-2 so far this evening. We trail 9-3. Caden quickly hits the first, making 9-4. And Avery Homer also checked in for the Bears. I missed that as Kirschbaum hits the second, making it 9-5. As Allen goes cross court to Flores, now to Jones deep on the left wing. Jones wanting to give to Allen. Caden Kirschbaum's just not letting him have it. We're going to have an over and back. As, yeah, the minute Allen picks it up, that's going to be an over and back. There was a miscommunication between him and Flores. So Lepez will check back in, and he will spell Michael Moore as Caden Kirschbaum will take it out in front of the middle of the Kai B bench. 9-5 Kai B, 2:25 to go in the first. Inbound to Geese. With Lepez on him, he drives into the key, hands off to Perks. He then puts up from 15 and hits. I want to say about 17 was John Perks. That's not a comfortable-looking shot for him, but he made it work. As we're on a little 6-0 run, trail 9-7. Lepez with the ball on the right wing. He's up against John Perks, which is a mismatch for the ages. He's going to give to Jones, now to Flores. Now left wing Allen wants to drive past Kirschbaum, who then steps back on the left wing and hits a three. As Kirschbaum coming up, slices through everybody, and then they're going, oh, man, he broke free, and then they're calling a foul. You stop the fast break, ref. That's a bad call, as Quincy Jones will pick up his first personal. Judah Breithaupt to check in, and he'll spell Evan Geese. So that'll put Decime to take the ball out right in front of the Kai B bench. 12-7 Bears, 1:51 to go in first. Kirschbaum working on Allen. He goes behind his back, dribbles into the keys. Again, we're going to call a travel. Yeah. He was working just a little bit too much with his feet. So Lepez will inbound to Flores. Flores let Decime come out on him. He'd give on the right wing to Jones with Breithaupt on him. Now to Allen at the top with Perks quickly coming out on him. Perks is going to steal it from him. And Perks is going to come down and lay it up and in. John Perks picked his pocket. Gets his second bucket of the game, making it 12-9. Flores has the ball on the left wing. Working on Decime. Wants to dribble in. Now he's got to go back out. Going to feed to Lepez at the top. They're going to call a grabbing foul on John Perks, I think. Yeah. The redhead will pick up his first personal. That's the third team foul. So Jones will take it out baseline. So Jones looking to get it to Allen. He's running out of time. And, oh, he put it off of Allen's leg, and the Bears turn the ball over. McPhee to check back in, and he'll spell Jones. And Kirschbaum will inbound to Decime. 12-9 Kai B. Coming up on 60 seconds to go in the first. Give the Perks way at the top. Backing down and feed to Kirschbaum for three. Off the side of the rim, no good, and out of bounds. 54 seconds to go in the first quarter. So Flores will inbound to Allen. Allen, with defense coming up on him, will feed to Homer, who then wanted to feed Lepez, and it goes off Ryan Gorton's knee deep into the student section. So Lepez, a 20 on the shot clock, will take it out in front of the cheer squad on the far side to Flores with Decime out on him to McPhee deep on the left wing to Allen. He wants to drive past Kirschbaum, goes up against Gorton, feeds down low to Homer, loses the ball out of bounds. 34 seconds to go. Kybee turns the ball over again. Hawks with a chance to pull within one or even tie it up before the second quarter. Decime with McPhee. Gives down low to Perks. Goes up high for it. Backs down against Homer. Can't get the shot to drop. And he got poked in the face, but he's going to go to the line, having been fouled by Homer. That'll be his first personal. So John Perks with 4 points here in this quarter. Go to the line for two. Hawks 3 for 4 from the line here in the first quarter. Gavin Geese getting ready to check in with 25 seconds to go. And Perks puts that, rattles home. So Geese will spell Ryan Gorton with 25 seconds to go in the first. And Perks going through that routine now. They give him the ball. He hangs the ball on his right hip, just with his right hand. Looks down, 1, 2, 3, right-handed dribbles. Then he'll spin, drop it, then hunker and push. And hits it. 6 points for John Perks, who trailed by one, 12-11. We're on a 10-3 run as Lepez has the ball deep on the left wing. Now to Allen, who wants to try and create. He's working out on the left, wants to dribble past two. Geese and Kirschbaum not letting him go. Now he'll hand off to Flores. Then down low to Homer, whose lay-in is too strong. Decime will come down with a rebound. He then will come up, launch a three-quarter court shot that actually cleared everything. Man, he put every ounce of energy he had into that. First quarter comes to an end. IB leads College Place 12-11. Back with a second. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Losing a pet to injury, illness, or age can be a very emotional experience. Grief is a normal part of a loss of any bond as deep as those we share with our pets. The Washington State University College of Veterinary Medicine offers phone assistance for people dealing with such a loss. The Veterinary College's hotline number is 509-335-5704. That's 335-5704. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Hawks trail 9-1 at one point, and then they close the quarter on a 10-3 run, and they trail 12-11 to start the second. The Bears will have the ball as Allen will take it out far sideline. He'll give to Flores in the backcourt. And Flores across to McPhee on the left wing, drives down the left lane. His lay-in isn't strong enough. And Perks will come down with the rebound. He'll feed to Geese coming up now. And then to Kirschbaum working on Lepez. Now to Creeley at the top. Kyler now across to Geese on the right wing with Flores coming out on him. Drives into the key. Feed to Kirschbaum. Fakes the three. Drives in. Step back from about 18. Puts it up the front of the rim. No good. Allen with the rebound. He wants to run. Now he pulls up on the left wing. He'll feed to Lepez at the top. Now kick out to Flores. Flores working on Decime. Has to pull back out. Now the Lepez. He'll pull up for three. That's going to be an air ball out of bounds. 7:14 to go in the half. Hawks trail by one. 12-11. A little bit of business in the backcourt, but nothing too serious as people give way. Kirschbaum will cross the timeline. Working on Lepez. Dribbling, still dribbling. Now give to Perks, deep on the right wing. It's not where he's going to be able to start. Now to Kirschbaum, wanting to drive past Lepez. Goes into the key and lost the ball. Oh, no, they're going to say it's tipped by Kybee. 8 seconds on the shot clock. It'll still be Hawk basketball. So Geese will take it out baseline. Evan slaps and gives to Kirschbaum in the right corner. Down low to Geese, backing down on Flores. His shot is too strong, and Allen will come down with a rebound. Quickly coming up the right wing, wants to drive past Kirschbaum. He's going to have to swing around to McPhee, to Flores, to Lepez, drives in. Man, got a good shot off, ends up being no good. Perks will come down with a rebound. He'll hand off to Decime, who will walk it up. Micah Moore getting ready to check in for the Bears as Decime working on McPhee. Feeds to Creeley on the right wing with Allen backing down off of him. Allen ends up seeing a pass intended for John Perks. Allen will step back for three. Puts it off the back of the rim. No good. And Perks will come down with a rebound. We're doing a good job of containing Allen tonight. 6:05 to go in the first half. We still trail by one, 12-11. We led 1-0. Oh, wanted to feed Geese. Pass is too high. Picked up by Allen. Deep in the key. He wants to go all the way. Runs down. Puts it off the down the right lane. Lane's a bit too strong, but they're going to say he got fouled, I believe, by Caden Kirschbaum. So Kirschbaum will pick up his first personal. And Allen, with 5 points, will go to the line for two. And we're going to have a timeout on the floor with 5:53 to go in the half. And the Hawks trailing 12-11 with Allen to the line when we return. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy to good. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Both teams having difficulty getting their offenses going at times. Hawks have not, neither team has scored here in the second quarter with Allen to the line for two, and he hits the first, making it 13-11, Kybee. Close game in Benton City, and that's largely the case here this evening as well, as Allen hits the second to open up a three-point Bear lead. They've led by as much as eight. Gorton has the ball and feeds to Kirschbaum coming up the right wing. Caden now wants to drive in. Now ends up losing the handle on a dribble. Going to gather it back in. Gets his dribble back in. Trying to put a spin move on Allen. Drives into the key. Shot is not too good, but Perks is there for the offensive rebound and put back. John Perks with 8 points brings us to within one again at 14-13. Flores will walk it up as Evan Geese gets ready to check back in. Flores kicks on the right wing to Mike Moore, drives into the key, wants to back down against Perks, does, gets the shot off, ends up being no good. Tip Allen tips the rebound, but directly to John Perks. Or was that Avery? That might have been Avery who did that. Kirschbaum to Perks at the top of the key, backing down against Avery, then goes in. Oh, goes in and out, no good, as McPhee will come down with the rebound. Up court to Flores. Flores driving into the key. Goes up against Gorton, and Gorton's going to block it. And then Decime is going to pick up the ball. Ryan Gorton said, get out of my house. Kirschbaum has the ball on the right wing. Now to Decime. Kirschbaum and Allen just really fighting defensively on both sides. As Allen comes in, and they're going to call a they're going to call blocking foul on Landon Decime, I think. The ref made a motion that made me wonder if it was a charge, but no. Landon Decime is going to pick up his second foul. As Geese and Kyler Creeley will check in, as will Quincy Jones for Kybee. Decime and Judah Breithop will go to the bench for the Hawks. McPhee to the bench for the Bears. As Moore will take it out baseline. He goes long to Quincy Jones. Jones down to Moore in the key. He turns around, steps back against Gorton. Bank shot is no good. Tip rebound going to be brought down by Evan Geese. 14-13 Bears. 4:25 to go in the first half. Kirschbaum working on Allen. Feeds to Creeley on the right wing. Now to Kirschbaum in the corner. Slices into the key. Oh, feeds Gorton, who did manage to get a hold of it. Gets his own rebound, but can't make either one of them. Got good looks, but you got to finish. As Allen will come down the rebound, he'll feed Moore. Moore wanting to drive past Geese. Nice move to the bucket. Can't get it to drop. As John Perks will come down with the rebound. Both teams getting low. Neither team able to finish. As Kirschbaum working on the left, feed to Geese in the corner with Flores coming out on him. He wants to drive into the key. He'll turn on put up over Flores. Almost gets his own rebound, goes out of bounds to get it, but Moore's going to end up picking up what amounts to a loose ball. He then will come up, wants to go up against Perks, and does manage to bank it home. He got Perks off of his feet as Michael Moore gets his first bucket of the game. And the Bears up by three, 16-13. Judah Breitenhoff to check back in. Geese driving into Perks. Yeah, he got bumped by Homer. Avery Homer is going to pick up his second personal. As Lepez will check in, as will Decime and Breithop, spelling Geese and Ryan Gorton. McPhee will also check in, and he will spell Avery Homer. I don't know who Lepez stepped in for. As Kirschbaum will take it out baseline to Creeley in the corner. Kyler dribbling around to Decime, wants to drive in, lost his dribble, picked up by Lepez, who is on his horse. And he's going to lay it up and in. Lepez now with 5 points. And now it's a five-point Bear lead as Breithop feeds to Kirschbaum in the backcourt with Lepez working on him. Kirschbaum still maintaining his dribble. Dribbles to the right, slices between Jones down the right lane and lays it up and in. It's Caden Kirschbaum with his first bucket of the game. And then we had a whistle. Why did we have a whistle? I don't know why. But Evan Geese is going to check in for Kyler Creeley. Delay of game. 18-15 Bears, 2:43 to go in the half, as Allen will bring it up. With Kirschbaum coming out on him to Moore. And he'll step up for an NBA three. Swirls in and out, no good. Moore was setting a screen for him, and they did a toilet bowl work on him. As Kirschbaum goes to Perks, who then drives into the key and then lost the handle on his dribble. Perks has the footwork. He's just, his hands have got to get a little bit more reliable. As Allen will bring it up again. Allen to Moore at the top. Then Moore will drive into the key, and then we got a jump ball. It was either Evan Geese or John Perks tied him up. And that'll be College Place Basketball as Flores will now check in for Micah Moore. 18-15 Kyrie, 2:12 to go in the half. I'd say it's a defensive struggle, but the reality is both teams just having trouble scoring. As they're getting their looks, they just can't finish. Kirschbaum working on Lepez. He'll now pull up for three on the left, and that's off the back of the rim, no good. And Allen will come down with the rebound. Allen then up court to Flores. Goes up against Decime. Oh, my boy. Landon Decime is going to pick up his third personal as Flores managed to hit the ball on the right block, shot on the right block, rather. And now we're in the and one. So the Bears up by as much as eight. They're back up by five. As the Hawks keep getting close, but then they can't close the deal. Flores now trying to make it six. And he makes the and one. Bears 21, Hawks 15. Feed to Geese. Geese now coming up the right wing. He'll now go down low to Kirschbaum, backing down against Flores, and they're going to call a foul on the floor. Nope, they're going to say he was in the act of shooting. So Caden Kirschbaum is going to go to the line, having been fouled by Flores, who picks up his second personal. Caden Kirschbaum is 2 for 2. 4 points so far this evening. Hawks trail by six, 21-15. And Kirschbaum makes that five, 21-16. Takes the ball. He didn't screw around. Two dribbles, fires, money. 21-17. Cut it to four. Flores up court to Quincy Jones. Jones back to Flores, deep on the right wing. Flores with Perks coming out on him to Jones, double clutching, driving past Breithop, manages to get into the key and lay it up and in, does Quincy Jones, getting his second bucket of the game, putting the Bears back up by six, 23-17. Geese working on Allen, handing off to Kirschbaum. Oh, putting a spin move on Allen, driving into the key, man alive, drives down the right lane, lays it up and in, draws the foul. And so he'll get the and one coming up. And they're going to say that foul's on Lepez. That'll be his first personal. So Caden Kirschbaum cuts it to 4. Now he has a chance to cut it to 3 as Creeley will spell Judah Breithaupt with 1:12 to go in the half. So Kirschbaum, 2 quick dribbles. Oh, missed the end one, but John Perks is there for the offensive rebound and put back. Perks now at 10 points. And the lead is cut to 2. 23-21 as Flores will walk it up. More under 60 seconds to go in the half. To Jones on the right wing. To Allen in the right corner. Working on Kirschbaum. Now wants to drive baseline. He's going to get cut off. He has to go back out to Flores. Flores on the left. Now to Jones at the top. Jones wanting to drive in. Has to and gets the ball down low to Lepez, who ends up losing it out of bounds. That should be College Place basketball, and it is. 43 seconds to go as Avery Homer will check back in for McPhee. For the Bears. Also checking in is going to be Rodrigo Martinez to spell Flores. Martinez getting his first, a sophomore getting his first action this season. So Desimale inbound to Kirschbaum. He'll hand it back to Landon. I'm going to have Landon play point guard to Geese on the top right wing. Ball's going to be slapped away by Lepez. Evan will gather it back in. He now wants to drive into the key. Goes up now. Almost gets the home bank. Ends up being a little bit too strong, but he ended up getting fouled, so he'll earn his way to the line. And they're going to say that foul's on Lepez. That's quickly his second personal. So Evan Geese to the line. Hawks 7 for 8. Do I have that right? Yeah. 7 for 8 from the line so far today. And Geese continues the good free throw shooting. He hits the first. Micah Moore to check in with 29 seconds to go. And he will spell Rodrigo Martinez. And Evan Geese now with a chance. Hayden Flores to check back in as well. He'll spell Lepez. Now I got Judah Breithaupt getting ready to check in. So Evan Geese. Yeah, they'll have Judah spell Landon Desime. And Evan Geese now finally with a chance to tie up this ball game. We had a 2-point difference at halftime, and we're tied right now as Geese hit that one as well. And, oh, man, Quincy Jones got away with a carry. On the right wing to Allen. Allen to Flores with Breithaupt coming out on him. Now to Quincy Jones deep on the left. He'll hand off to Micah Moore. Micah to Allen at the top. Allen wants to dribble past Geese. Oh, he almost has it. He does. It ends up going on the deck, and Creeley will pick it and feed up to Geese, then feed Kirschbaum in transition. Less than a second to go, and his lay-in isn't any good. And the first half comes to an end, and we are tied 23-23. We'll be back with a scoring summary and a first half breakdown. When we return, you're listening to College Place Basketball from home right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Listening to classical music on the radio is almost a religious experience. For far too long, however, the only way to experience classical music on the radio was via NPR. KHSS2 94.1 FM changes all of that. Walla Walla's Classic FM brings you beautiful classical music, real news at the top of every hour, and daily features that are uplifting and informative. KHSS2 Classic FM will change the way you listen to the radio. Check out Walla Walla's Classic FM at 94.1 on your FM dial.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
At Les Schwab, we've been changing the tire game for more than 70 years. We design our own exclusive tires to give you more tires made for the roads you drive, less compromise. All backed by America's best tire warranty included in every tire we sell. It's more unbeatable tire warranty, less charging you extra like the other guys. It's all about you getting more from less. Stop by or book an appointment at leschwab.com.
1735 Southeast Meadowbrook in College Place. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call Dee Dee Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC. You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Halftime here from the Hawks Nest and up against a Kai B team that if we want to have any hope for the playoffs, we have to beat. And these two teams went at it, hammer and tong, back in Benton City. Back in December, Kai B led 16-15 after one. College Place led 30-28 after two. Here at home, Kai B led 12-11 after one and were knotted at 23 after two. So, neither team able to pull away. Although Kai B did lead at one point by 8 points. Hawks keep fighting back. Haven't really been able to take the lead back, but as you can see, we're knotted. So it is still quite close. Here's your unofficial scoring summary. For Kai B, Micah Moore with 2 points. Hayden Flores with 4 points. Jorge Lepez and Quincy Jones each with 5 points. And Connor Allen, who dropped 40 on us back in December in Benton City, has been held to 7 points. Caden Kirschbaum in particular has been doing a good job defending him. And then when Allen tries to drive baseline, the bigs come down and help. And it's worked fairly well in controlling him. He had 11 points after one in Benton City. For the Hawks, Ryan Gorton with 1 point, Evan Geese with 4 points, Caden Kirschbaum with 8 points, and John Perks leading all scorers on the court with 10 points. And Perks could have more. He's got a couple good looks down low, as did Gorton, unable to finish, and unfortunately he also had one abortive slam. He tried to one-hand slam it, and not only did it not work, he unfortunately ended up on his tail. So it's the sort of thing that will really rev up the crowd if you can make it work, but if you don't, sometimes it doesn't look all that wonderful. The reality is what the Hawks need, they've done a good job of containing Allen, and we need to continue to do that. We need to contain Allen. We need to keep Jones also from shooting outside, and Jones does have 1-3, as does Allen. But for the most part, we've done a very good job of rotating out on them. So we need to continue doing that, disrupting their penetration offense. We've done an excellent job of keeping Allen from getting easy looks at the bucket. So continue doing that. And then we simply need to uncork our offense. We've had, like I said, we've had some looks down low from both Perks and Gorton that we were unable to finish. Caden Kirschbaum has been somewhat cold from the outside. If we can get him to warm up and get the bigs to finish down low and continue to contain Allen, we should be able to win what really is a must-win game. We have to win out and hope that Luke loses out. And that may be perhaps more to wish for, but we're still mathematically possible to earn our way into the postseason. We've got to beat Kaidi here, and we're not at 23 here at home. We're going to take another break. When we come back, we'll take a look at that SCAC standings and the scores from this week and what's coming up for the remainder of the season, in particular for the Hawks, Kai B, and Waluk, because that sort of stuff has playoff implications for us. We'll be back with more from home as we're at halftime against Kai B, and we're knotted at 23. Back with more. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
If you own a business in Walla Walla, there's no better place for an office than Walla Walla's award-winning downtown. If you need a small office or perhaps a suite of two or three, we have some Class A office space available in the heart of Walla Walla's downtown. These offices are located in a tastefully renovated historic building on Main Street and include amenities such as cable TV and high-speed internet. Prices start at less than $400 per month. For more information, please call us at 386-7117 or email us at comments@kgdcradio.com. Hard work necessary. Long days and nights required. Weekends and holidays a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your Carrier comfort system, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on Carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hopper Specialty Meats in Walla Walla is a whole animal butchery working with top quality meats from local farmers. We offer custom cut and wrap services for beef, pork, lamb, and goat. Schedule your dates now by calling 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Hopper Specialty Meats is open weekdays from 8 to 6 and from 10 to 2 on Saturdays. Sign up for our email blast at our website at hoppermeats.com, located in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street in Walla Walla.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough, insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla. L&G Ranch Supply.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Back here live at the Hawks Nest. The Hawks tied with Tybee. Must-win game because of the standings in the SEAC, which we'll get to right now. Zilla. Oh, Zilla. Number one RPI, Zilla. 13-0. They're in the playoffs, as will be Royal in second place at 11-2. We will end the regular season against them in Royal City next Friday. Wapato will be in, the Wolfpack at 8-4, followed by the Cashmere Bulldogs at 8-6, and then Connell at 7-6. Those two teams aren't entirely in, but they're awfully close. And then Waluk is in sixth place at 5-7, so if the season ended today, those six teams would be in the playoffs. Out in the cold would be the Natchez Valley Rangers at 4-8, and then us at 1-11, and this Kybee team at 0-13, which we want to make 0-14. If College Place wants to have any hope of getting into that sixth slot, they've got to win out from here and hope Waluk subsequently loses out. So let's take a look at the schedule from this week. Tuesday, Royal beat Waluk in Mattawa, 78-43. Cashmere beat the Rangers in Natchez Valley, 44-37. And Zilla beat this Kybee team pretty easily in Benton City, 79-53. On Thursday, Royal had its second close game. They beat Cashmere just by three in Cashmere, 69-66. And then Zilla beat up on Natchez Valley, 90-41. Sorry, that is right now, tonight. Zilla just destroyed Natchez Valley. And Waluk is at Wapato right now. Tomorrow, Connell will be at Waluk. Cashmere will be hosting Wapato. We'll be on the road to Zilla. And then Royal will be at Natchez Valley. Next week, the regular season comes to an end. On Tuesday, we will be hosting Waluk. Wapato will be at Zilla. Kybee will be hosting Royal. And Natchez Valley will be at Connell. And then on Friday, College Place will be on the finishing up at Royal. Waluk will be hosting Cashmere in Mattawa. Natchez Valley will be at Wapato. And Kybee will be at Connell. So ready to start now the second half. And the Bears will have the ball to start. Lepez will take it out far sideline, and he'll give in the backcourt to Flores once the ref gives him the ball. And there it is. So Flores will move along to the right with Landon Decime coming out on him. He'll give to Micah Moore at the top. Micah driving drive past Perks. Oh, man, he manages to lay it in over Perks. John Perks didn't quite defend him well enough, and the Bears up by two, 25-23. As Geese, working on Lepez, comes up the court, crosses the timeline. Now he'll hand off to Kirschbaum with Allen coming out on him. Allen and Kirschbaum have just been defending each other to death tonight. As Gordon wanted to feed Perks, and manages, he has to chase down the loose ball in the corner. He then goes up baseline and lays it up and in. Does John Perks. And credited that earlier bucket to Perks. It had to give that to Michael Moore, who has the ball on the left wing right now. He then drives in and then lost the ball out of bounds. Oh, they're going to say last touch by Evan Geese. 7:03 to go in the third quarter, not at 25. Allen will take it out baseline. Allen, long to Flores. Now he'll cross to Lepez on the right wing, swing around to McPhee in the corner. To Lepez, to Flores, swing around now to Allen on the left wing. Allen, now dribbling around to the top. And we got camping? Or do we have a foul? We got a holding foul on Ryan Gorton, so that'll be his first personal. So Allen will take it out baseline with a fresh 30 for Kai B. And he'll give on the left wing to Flores. Now to Michael Moore at the top. Moore to Lepez to Allen now at the top. Allen with Kirschbaum out on him to Flores at the top of the key. Now on the right wing to McPhee for three. McPhee! Out of nowhere with a Hank Ward and Edward Jones three. And it's Kai B by three, 28-25, as Geese comes driving up, feeds to Kirschbaum. Kirschbaum driving into the key. He'll feed to Geese now in the left corner. Geese, he'll feed to Kirschbaum in the corner. He'll unleash a three. Swirls in and out, no good. And Flores comes down with a rebound, feeds Allen in transition. Decime is going to cut him off. Now feed to Flores, right wing McPhee. He'll pull up for three again. And hit again. McPhee suddenly hitting two Hank Ward and Edward Jones threes, and just like that, Kai B's up by six. Gorton has the key, has the ball at the top, as wow, feeds to John Perks, who then drives down the half court right lane and lays it up and in. 31-27, Kai B. McPhee to Allen at the top, to left wing right wing to Moore in the right corner, with Perks coming out on him. Now to Flores, he's going to pull back out. 15 on the shot clock to Michael Moore at the top. Now handoff to Allen. Nope, instead it's going to be Moore. He'll turn around for three. That shot is no good, but Allen is there for the offensive rebound. That putback is no good. And then Perks hauls down the rebound. He'll feed to Kirschbaum. Caden working on Allen, spinning around, lost a handle on his dribble, still working. Allen almost steals it from him. Now he's going to drive in, down the right lane, lays it up and in. That is because Allen went for the steal, and Kirschbaum evaded him. Hawks trail by two, 31-29. Allen coming down the right to Moore at the top. Hand off to Allen. Can't get the three up. Wants to drive in, and he'll go down the right block and lay it up and in. Allen with his first bucket of the second half. 33-29, Kai B. Geese dealing with some pressure. He'll feed to Kirschbaum. Goes up court to Geese. Geese coming up the left wing. Pulls up from about 10 and drops it and got fouled. Evan Geese with a bucket and an and one coming up. And they're saying that foul's on Lepez, which is his third personal. So Evan Geese to the line for the and one. Quincy Jones to check in for Lepez, as will Kyler Creeley for Ryan Gorton. Sox trail by two, 33-31, and Evan Geese is two for two from the line. Makes it three for three. Man, we are money from the line tonight. Flores up court to Quincy Jones on the right wing. Can't get the three off. Back to Flores. Now at the top to Allen cross court. Kirschbaum working way out. He then drives down left lane. Lane is no good, but they're going to say Caden Kirschbaum committed the foul. Kirschbaum picks up his second personal, and Connor Allen will go to the line for two. He is two for two. And the Bears up by one right now, 33-32. Allen's first free throws off the front of the rim. No good. Allen, two quick dribbles and a spin, and then he fires and hits that one. making it 34-32. Kirschbaum to Creeley, up court to Decime. Got lost out of bounds off of McPhee. Sure looked to me like that was off Decime, but we'll take it. So Decime will give in close to Kirschbaum with Allen coming on him. Still in the backcourt. Caden now is going to draw. Oh, you've got to call a charge. They're going to call that foul on Allen. Wow. Okay. Allen will pick up his first personal. And, it sure looked all the world to me like that was a moving pick on the part of Evan Geese. But Decime will take it out right in front of us with McPhee on him. Goes high to Geese. Evan working on Quincy Jones. Trying to back down on him. Now going to get tied up for a jump ball. Michael Moore tied him up. And the possession now favoring the Hawks. 4:08 to go in the third quarter. Hawks trail by two. Or no, they're going to say that's Bear basketball. I beg your pardon. No, it is Hawk basketball. All right. So Geese will take it out baseline. He'll feed to Kirschbaum in the left corner. Now to Geese working on Jones. Drives up against Flores. Swirls in and out. No good. Perks comes down with a rebound and puts it away. John Perks skying in for the rebound and tying us up at 34. 3:54 to go in the third quarter. Allen coming up the right wing. His pass going to be intercepted by John Perks. Don't try and slam it. He slams it. Oh, well, what do you know? Hawks take their first lead since 1-0 at the very beginning. They're up 36-34 as Michael Moore has the ball way up top and got past his defender. His lay-in, however, is too strong. But they're going to say he drew the foul by Caden Kirschbaum. That's going to be his third. Yeah. So Kirschbaum and Landon Decime, both of three fouls, and Michael Moore will go to the line for two. Bears are 4 for 6, and Moore misses that one. 3:34 to go in the third quarter. Hawks now by two. 36-34. Trailed by as much as eight early, as it simply could not get the offense firing. Moore misses that one, and Geese will come down with the rebound. So Kirschbaum will come and bring it up with Jones on him. He'll give on the right to Creeley. Now hand back to Kirschbaum. Caden wanting to drive in. Down low to Perks. Turns around. Puts it away. John Perks is killing it down low right now. He has 10 points in the third quarter. And the Hawks up by four, 38-34. Michael Moore deep in the right corner with Geese on him. Now wants to drive in. Now he's trapped down there. Now to McPhee. Swing around to Jones. Jones driving into the key. Feed down to Homer. Now back out to Flores. Flores wanting to drive in on Decime. He finally manages to get half a shot off and ends up being lost out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Landon Decime. Allen, who I wasn't even aware was out, will go to the bench to spell Michael Moore. And Flores will take it out baseline. And now the refs are consulting on something. Okay, yeah, they're saying reset the 32nd. So now they give the ball to Flores, who quickly gives to Allen on the left wing for three. Nothing but net. Man, Allen, quick release. And Gordon Edward Jones three, cutting our lead to one, 38-37. Geese on the right wing, driving into the key, just lost the ball. It's going to be picked up by Quincy Jones coming down the right wing. And, yeah, oh, his lay-in is too strong. Kirschbaum will come up with a rebound. Kirschbaum then driving into the key. He puts up a wild shot. Oh, man, John Perks tried for the alley-oop dunk. Couldn't quite make it work, and then the ball ends up going way up. And then we're going to have a loose ball foul, I think, on Kyler Creeley. Ooh, careful. Okay. Kyler Creeley will pick up his second personal. Ryan Gorton and Judah Breithop to check in for John Perks and Kyler Creeley. And I thought that ref was getting ready to tee Kyler Creeley up. I don't know. It was just a motion he was making with his hands. As Allen will bring it up, and the Hawks cling to a one-point lead at 38-37. Working on Evan Geese. Now wants to drive right. Now to Homer at the top. Homer, one dribble, handoff to McPhee. Double clutches, drives in, puts up a hook shot against Geese. Shot is too strong, and Evan will come down with a rebound. He then will come up the right wing feed due to Breithaupt down low. He's going to go up against McPhee and almost bank it home. Ryan Gorton, however, there is for the offensive rebound. That putback is no good. Who wants the rebound? Again, Gorton's going to come up with it. He goes up and draws the foul. His putback had no prayer being made, but he drew a foul from McPhee. So Gorton, who's 1-for-2 from the line, will go to the line. Hawks up by one, 38-37. And the senior Gorton, three very deliberate dribbles. Wow. Rainmaker. Free throw. Nothing but net. The high arc on that is Michael Morrill. Spell McPhee for the Bears. Hawks back up by two, 39-37. Gorton, those two-foot dribbles, and he almost banks that one home. Wrong rebound is going to be chased down by Landon Decime. Left-wing Geese fires up for three. Off the back of the rim, no good. Gorton again comes down with a rebound and puts it away. Ryan Gorton working on down low. Giving the Hawks back their four-point lead at 41-37. Flores will walk it up and feed to Jones. Breithaupt almost stole it, then drives down. Oh, he fed Allen. Nope. Homer down low again, who's unable to finish, and Gorton will come down with a rebound. The Bears have trouble finishing down low as Decime drives baseline. He'll kick. Oh, bad pass. Breithaupt could have brought that in. Coming up on 60 seconds to go in the third. Hawks by four, 41-37. As they're going to put in Noah Enriquez, a sophomore, to spell Avery Homer. Allen will bring it up. And 60 seconds mark in the third quarter. To Enriquez at the top. Enriquez will, nope. Not going to hand off to Allen. Now he'll hand off to Allen, wanting to drive right, then goes, slices past Kirschbaum. Are they calling that foul on Caden Kirschbaum? That's a terrible call. No, they're calling that foul on Ryan Gorton. So Allen manages to drive down the right block, lay it up and in. He has 8 points. This quarter, he has 15, and now the line for the and one, and hits that. And cuts our lead again, back to one at 41-40. 44 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Kirschbaum working on Allen. He'll feed at the top of the key to Geese. He'll then have to kick it back out to Decime in the left corner for three. Off the back of the rim, no good. Long rebound, Quincy Jones quickly coming up the right wing. Now he's going to have to pull back out. With Geese working on him, goes behind his back. He slices into the key, lost it. Oh, they're going to call a travel. Yeah, I thought something looked hinky down there. 23 seconds to go in the third. John Perks checking in. He'll spell Ryan Gorton. Ryan Gorton giving big smiles. He says, no, don't take me out, coach. I'm having fun. McPhee will check in for Micah Moore. And the Bears will press. They'll give in close to Geese. And Geese with McPhee working on him. Kirschbaum. Kirschbaum now working on Allen. Goes behind his back. Now going to dribble right. Now crosses the timeline. Still working. 10 seconds to go. Allen goes on the deck. Geese pulls up on the right wing for three. Barely off the front of the rim. No good. McPhee comes down with a quick rebound. He'll feed Jones from half court. And that is no good. After three quarters of play, again, it is close. The Hawks, 41. The Bears, 40. We'll be back with the fourth quarter. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahigh Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Well, here we go. Hawks really in a must-win situation. They're up 41-40 after three quarters of play here against the Kybee Bears as Flores will inbound for Kybee to start the fourth. He'll feed into Allen. Allen back to Flores. Flores to Micah Moore at the top. Moore to Allen for an NBA three. That's an air ball. And the Bears will press the inbound. They'll give it in close to Geese, who will come up court working on Flores. And Geese will now go up court to Decime. Now down low to Perks. Backing down against Allen. Oh, Fed Gorton down low. Couldn't handle the pass. Decime, however, come up with it and hit. Woo! Boy, that was broken, but it worked. Hawks by three, 43-40. As Allen driving in against Geese, now he'll pull back up. Now Flores on the right wing. Flores to Michael Moore at the top. He'll hand off to Lepez, who's checked back in. Oh, he drives down the right lane and lays it up and in, does Lepez. He just managed to sneak through everybody. Hawks by one, 43-42. Kirschbaum working on Lepez. He'll hand off to Decime. Decime working on McPhee, drives past him. Feeds down low to Perks, ends up going down low. Man, it goes down on the low block and lays it up and in. John Perks getting his buckets down low. 45-42. McPhee drives past Gorton, pulls into the key to Lepez, now at the top to Flores. They're going to reset to Micah Moore with Perks all over him. He'll hand off to Allen. Allen with Perks coming out high on him to Micah Moore at the top of the key to Flores, fakes the three, goes to Moore, under 10 on the shot clock. He'll pull up for three. Ooh, swirls halfway in and out. No good. Geese will come down with a rebound. Tyler Creeley getting ready to check in. Geese working on Flores, drives into the key. He pulls up from about 10, ends up being no good. And rebound's going to be brought down by Flores. He'll feed Moore up court to McPhee. McPhee ends up going on the deck, ends up losing the ball. Decime's going to come up with it. Decime with Lepez in pursuit, lose the handle on his dribble. Perks is going to come up with it on the ground and then call a timeout. With 5:59 to go in the third quarter, Hawks by three, 45-42. And they'll have the ball when we return. You're listening to Hawk Basketball from Hawk's Nest on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
American Air Heating and Cooling specializes in residential HVAC services that keep you comfortable all year long. Serving the Walla Walla Valley and surrounding areas, American Air Heating and Cooling maintains and services all makes and models of residential and light commercial HVAC equipment. We are the only independent train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. To learn more, visit us online at wallawallaair.com. Call us today to make an appointment, 509-525-1339. That's 525-1339.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
5:59 to go in the game. Hawks lead by three, 45-42. Really in a must-win situation. And Kirschbaum's going to take it out baseline under the bucket, and he's getting in trouble. Finally give it to Creeley in the right corner. And Micah Moore is going to get called then for a reaching foul. That'll be his third personal? Yeah. So Landon Decime will take it out far sideline in front of the cheer squad. He'll feed to Kirschbaum, working on Allen. To Decime. In the right corner, down low to Perks. Went up and got fouled, I believe, by Micah Moore. Thing is, though, Flores was the one who was around for that play. But, yeah, they'll call that on Moore. That'll be his fourth personal. So Perks will keep going up against him, and Big Red will go to the line. Again, he's three for three. And the offense has been going through him, and he hits that. He's having a great game. Avery Homer to check in for Micah Moore. And that's good because Avery Homer has great difficulty finishing down low. Perks, that hand on his hip, he's taking a little bit more time. Those three dribbles, a spin dribble, and then he hunkers and fires, and man, alive. Money. 5 for 5 from the line. And Perks with 24 points, if I'm reading it right. As Flores on the right wing, Lepez with Kirschbaum coming out on him. Hawks by 5. Allen with a turn and shoot 3. Swirls in and out, no good. And Kirschbaum will come down with a rebound. Kirschbaum working on Allen. Now wants to drive past him. He'll hand off to Decime. He'll drive into the key. Gets past everybody. Hits the bucket and got fouled. Woo! And Decime with a drive to the bucket. Yeah, having been fouled by Flores. So Decime, who just started scoring here in the fourth quarter, now they're going to go to the line for the N1. Hawks by 7 now, 49-42. Their largest lead of the game. Largest lead for anyone has been 8 by Kai B. They were up 9-1. Decime's free throws off the back of the rim. No good. Perks almost comes down with a rebound. We're going to have a jump ball. Perks and Homer tie up for it, and they pat one another on the shoulder. And the possession will favor Kai B. So the Hawks will press the inbound. They're putting everybody back there. Oh, wait. No, it's our ball. I beg your pardon. Possession arrow favoring the Hawks, so never mind. So Kirschbaum. Down low to Geese. Lays it up and in on the left block. Evan Geese, brought to you by Caden Kirschbaum. Hawks with their the largest lead of the game at 9, 51-42. Allen to Moore at the top. Moore working on Creeley. Now pulling back. Now wants to drive in. Now wants to spin. Feeds to Homer, who can't get the shot to drop. And loose ball rebound going to be put down by John Perks, who then feeds Decime, and then coming up to, oh my God, they're going to call Flores for going over and back. He ended up taking the ball from Perks. I did not see that violation, but. And Flores was, I think, justifiably infuriated, because I sure didn't see it. But what do I know? As Kirschbaum gives on the right wing to Geese, drives down low to Perks, who then goes up, puts the ball off the bottom of the backboard, but he drew the foul. And Perks going to go to the line again. And that foul's on Flores, who now has 4. John Perks to the line again. Perks is 5 for 5. And I've got 26 points for John Perks. Hawks by 9, 51-42 in a must-win situation. 4:42 to go in the game. Perks hits that one. He's had a couple issues from the field, but for the most part, John Perks just having a whale of a game. We are now up by 10, 52-42. We have outscored them 12-1, 13-1 in the fourth quarter. Excuse me, 13-2. I beg your pardon. So Flores will bring it up the right wing. And we're going to have a timeout with 4:36 to go in the game. Hawks by 11, 53-42. Back with more from the Hawks Nest. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
It's not until our car breaks down that it hits home just how dependent we are on horseless carriages. With car engines lasting longer than ever, car transmission repair or replacement is also more common than ever. If you're in need of having your transmission repaired or replaced, we can help you. Hello, Walla Walla. I'm Julie Doty. My husband Zach and his crew at Walla Walla Transmission are known for quality service and reliability. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Hawks in a must-win game if they have any hope at the playoffs, and they were leading 41-40 after three quarters of play. They have outscored Kybe 13-2. 12-2, I beg your pardon. Here in the fourth quarter, as Lepez will take it out in front of the scorer's table. After the timeout. And Geese almost steals it from Allen. And feeds to Moore. Now to Lepez. Lepez driving in against Creeley. And then they call a blocking foul on Kyler Creeley. That is going to be his third person. Creeley, Decime, and Kirschbaum all with three fouls. Flores and Micah Moore playing with four for the Bears. As Allen will take it out baseline. And Allen going to end up going long to Flores. Almost loses it to Decime. Flores ends up with it. It's going to be loose. Picked up by Perks. Going to feed to Kirschbaum. Driving past Lepez. Hand off to Decime in the corner for three. That's an air ball. Uh-oh. And Avery Homer's on the deck as he hit his head. We got a foul on John Perks. I see. So it was a dead ball anyway as Perks will pick up his second personal. Noah Enriquez will spell Homer, who got popped in the face since he went down. I'm going to make him check out for a bit as Flores will bring it up. Flores gives on the right wing to Lepez. Lepez back to Flores. Flores to Enriquez, coming up on 4 minutes to go to Lepez, wants to drive in. There's no way. He's got to go up against Perks. That's not going to happen. 10 on the shot clock. Enriquez will pull up for three. That's an air ball. And Creeley will pull down the loose ball. So Kirschbaum working on Allen. We'll get to Decime in the right corner with Flores on him. Feed to Perks down low. He'll back down and hit it from about 6 feet. Man, John Perks' shooting percentage is unconscious. 55-42. Hawks by 13. They're blowing it open here in the fourth as Allen now drives past Geese. And they're going to call a foul on the floor. I think a reaching foul on Evan Geese. Oh, Avery Homer's got a bloody nose. Yeah, they call that reaching foul on Evan Geese. That was his first personal, so that's probably a pretty wise foul. 3:26 to go in the game. Hawks by 13. 55-42. Outscored them now 14-2 in the fourth quarter. Allen has the ball deep with Geese coming out on him. He wants to drive against Geese and manages to drive down right block. His layup is no good, but they're going to call Geese for his second foul. So Geese will pick up his second. Allen will go to the line. Allen is 4 for 5. Yeah, he's 4 for 5 from the line. 14, 15, 16 points for Allen. That's a whole lot different than the 40 he put up on us in Benton City. As he hits the first and cuts our lead to 12, 55-43. Allen, two quick doubles, hits that one too. So Allen good from the line, but frankly tonight so's John Perks. Up court to Perks, pass is going to end up being tipped. And Perks is going to end up picking up a loose ball. He'll hand off to Geese. Geese then drives in. Hand back to Perks. Banks it home. Nice ball movement. John Perks brought to you by Evan Geese. And Perks is having a whale of a second half. As Allen has the ball at the top for a step-up NBA three. Shot is no good. And Perks will come down with a rebound. Hawks by 13. 57-44. Decime up court to Perks. Now up court to Kirschbaum. Kirschbaum in the corner to Evan Geese. Geese working on Lepez, cross court to Decime. Decime giving down low to Perks, backs down against Quincy Jones. Shot is no good. They're going to call a charge. Perks is coming down after the shot, and they're calling a charge on you. That's a terrible call. Absolutely terrible call. Homer's coming back from the dressing room. It's good for the Bears as Flores for the Hawks by 13 will feed off to Michael Moore at the top. Moore driving down against Perks, double clutches and manages to lay it up and in. Michael Moore with a nice little move to the bucket. Hawks by 11, 57-46. And we end up going cross court pass to Kirschbaum's intercepted by Lepez, going to feed to Allen. Can't get the three off in time. He'll feed to Michael Moore, wants to drive baseline, cut off by Decime. And they're going to call a pushing foul on Landon Decime. That'll be his fourth personal. We are at 2 minutes to go in the game. And is Michael Moore going to the line? Yeah. Moore is going to go to the line. He is 0 for 2. And the Hawks up by 11, 57-46. This game ain't over. And Moore hits the first. Moore, one quick dribble, stop, one quick dribble, fire, hits that one. We got a lane violation on Micah Moore. So he made it, but the shot does not count. So Hawks by 10 with 2:01 to go in the game. Now you're under 2 minutes. Long outlet to Decime. Flores went for the steal. Creeley ends up getting fed down on the right block by Decime, and he's able to finish. Creeley brought to you by Landon Decime, as Allen comes up now. He'll feed to Lopez, who then feeds in the corner to Flores. Swing around to Moore. Moore driving down low and drives down on the right block and lays it up and in. Michael Moore suddenly starting to feel it a little bit. And we have a timeout. Timeout with 1:32 to go in the game. Hawks up by 10, 59-49, back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Hawk Basketball from Home right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
1:32 to go in the game. Hawks by 10, 59-49 in a must-win game if they want to hope to make the playoffs. As they took it to the Bears early on, upscoring them at one point, 14-2 here in the fourth quarter. And we had a foul trying to get the ball at court to Perks. Ends up being a no-call. Ends up going to feed Kirschbaum in the corner. Does Evan Geese, who's get the football across the timeline, now feed back to Geese, who's swinging around. Suck up the clock, boys. 13 on the shot clock. To Decime. To Creeley. 9 on the shot clock. Down low to Perks. Backing down against Lopez. Can't get the shot to fall, but he earned the foul. Lopez will pick up his fourth personal. So John Perks to the line again. And Perks is, man, what is he? 6 for 6 from the line. He's having a huge second half. He put that on the dead part of the rim, and it just died there and then dropped down good. Putting the Hawks back up by 11. 64. That ball hit the back of the rim and just died. So Red with his routine hits it, a man alive. He has been money, cash money. 107 to go in the game. Hawks up by 12. We've got another timeout. Do we? No. Do we have a timeout? No. No timeout. I don't know why we had a whistle. Delay of game. I don't know what it was. But the Bears will have the ball. Hawks up by 12 as Allen going to face a little bit of pressure coming up. Now he wants to drive in, drives past Perks. Man, lost a handle on things. Perks will come down with a rebound, and then he got fouled by Micah Moore. Micah Moore is done. He will foul out with 9 points. So that will send Avery Homer to the check-in desk. 57 seconds to go. Hawks by 12. 61-49, the most comfortable lead we've had in league play this season. And, man, they're going to put Perks to the line again. Perks is 2-4-6, 8-for-8, 8-for-8. Let that sink in. So now they just called a lane violation. And I guess on Kyler Creeley. So now Perks is going to get one shot. Going through his routine. Swirls that one home. Technically, he is 9 for 9. As far as shots he's actually allowed to take, is Allen under 50 seconds to go working on Geese. And they're going to call a blocking foul on Caden Kirschbaum. So Kirschbaum will pick up his fourth personal. And that should put Allen to the line. Yeah, it will. So Allen is going to go to the line. He is currently 5 for 6 from the line. But much, much more quiet than the 40 points he put on us in Benton City. So what's he got? 7, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 19 points right now. And that'll make it 20. We'll take that over 40 any day of the week and twice on Sundays. As Kirschbaum with 45 seconds will feed to Geese in the backcourt. Geese, bring it up court to Perks, gets behind everybody, slams it home. Brought to you by Evan Geeks. And that'll do it. 30 seconds to go, Hawks by 13, as then Geese almost picks Allen's pocket, but Lepez ends up picking up the loose ball, and as he drives, Geese pokes at him again, picks up his third person. So that'll put Lepez to the line for two. That's his first trip to the line. Lepez just one quick dribble and swirls that one home. 64-52 Hawks. It was close until we went on a 14-2 run in the fourth quarter. And we lead by 12. Lepez's second free throw is also good. So Geese will inbound close to Decimate, then hand back to Geese, and we have no shot clock. So Geese trying to work up court. Perks has the ball tipped away from him. He'll end up going up court to Creeley, who should just hang on to the ball. Now they'll feed to Geese. And Geese should just walk it around, which is what he's doing. With Lepez coming out on him, he'll hand off to Decimate. Under 10 seconds to go, and the Hawks going to get their second league win of the season. They're going to beat Kybee here at home in the Hawks Nest. 64-53, keeping their meager playoff hopes alive, but they're alive. We'll be back with totals and what's coming up next. You're listening to Hawk Basketball from the Hawk's Nest right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Like humans, poor dental health in pets can lead to bad breath, tooth loss, infections, malnutrition, and a host of other medical problems. Your veterinarian can show you how to keep your pet's teeth clean and healthy, as well as provide dental care when it is needed. Make regular dental care a part of a comprehensive health care plan for your pets today. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
Do you enjoy listening to classical music? You should check out KHSS2 94.1 FM. KHSS2 is Walla Walla's classic FM. It's the greatest music ever written by the greatest composers who ever lived. Actually, it's more than that. KHSS2 also has news at the top of the hour and some of the greatest daily features you'll find anywhere. Features that are interesting and will make you think. Give KHSS2 Classic FM a try at 94.1 on your FM dial.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
So the Hawks do have a mathematical possibility of making the playoffs. They pretty much have to win out, and they have to hope that, well, Luke loses out. So one of the first things we had to do is take care of business tonight against Kai B, and it did not start out well. In the first quarter, we ended up trailing 9-1. We simply could not get our offense on track, but then we went on a little tear of ourselves. Couldn't quite get the lead back, but we trailed 12-11 after one, tied the ball game at halftime, and led by one after three. And then in the fourth quarter, finally went on that run. We went on a 12-2 run to open the fourth quarter, and we end up winning by 11, 64-53. So the Hawks going to go to, let's check the standings here really quick. Oh, that's games coming up. Yep, so the Hawks going to go to 2-11, and Kai B going to go to 0-14. Poor Bears, just not able to get a league win this year. Let's take a look at your unofficial scoring summary first for the visiting Kai B Bears. We've got Hayden Flores with 4 points. We've got Quincy Jones held 5 points in the first half. Tyler McPhee, 6 points. He hit 2 threes on consecutive possessions in the third quarter. Micah Moore with 9 points. Jorge Lopez with 9 points. And Connor Allen leading all Kai B scorers with 20 points. That beats the daylights out of the 40 that he put up on us back in Benton City. For the Hawks, Kylie Creeley with 2 points. Landon Decime and Ryan Gorton each with 4 points. Evan Geese with 9 points. Caden Kirschbaum with 10 points. John Perks cleaning up down low. 35 points. He went 9 for 9 effectively from the line. Technically, he went 9 for 10, but the one he missed was a lane violation committed by somebody else. So for the actual shots he put up, he hit all of them. Incredibly efficient down low today was John Perks. So congratulations to the Redhead on a career night and giving us our second league win of the year, sweeping the season series from Kai B. Coming up next from Zilla Middle School tomorrow, 5:15 tip-off, we'll be taking on the number one Zilla Leopards, and that's going to be a tough row to hoe. We really need to win that one, so we'll see if we can bring a little bit of Uncle Mo with us up the Yakima Valley tomorrow. Once again, your final here from the Hawks Nest, College Place 64, Kai B 53. Next broadcast, girls 3:45, boys 5:15 from Zilla Middle School tomorrow. We will see you then. You've been listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
You've been listening to exclusive coverage of College Place High School Hawks Basketball on 102.3 FM, KGDC2. Join us again next time for Hawks Radio right here on Walla Walla's KGDC2. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.